Hello, my friends. I'm Jason, and this teaching is going to be about the fourth of the six paramitas, or the six perfections of Tibetan Buddhism. By the way, before I move on, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click to subscribe to my channel and like my video. If you're watching this on Facebook, please like the video and share it, if you would, so that we can spread the Dharma. I believe the Dharma can help many people. And especially nowadays when the world is having a lot of difficulty, and you could say the world's on fire with anger, hatred, jealousy, divisiveness. There's just a lot of trouble right now. So anyway, this teaching is going to be very quick because it's this paramita is actually not too long. The paramita is called, you could call it diligence. I've heard some people call it joyful effort, which is equally cool. And so let me just start by looking at what Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche says in his book, The Heart of Compassion, which is a commentary on commentary on Togmi Zangpo's 37 Practices of Bodhisattvas. So Dilgo Khyentse says that this is called the paramita of transcendent diligence. So diligence meaning working hard, for lack of better words. Now, he says, to awaken and develop all the paramitas, diligence is vital. Diligence is the joyous effort and active determination to carry out positive actions without any expectations or self-satisfaction, which is very interesting. Diligence has three aspects. The first is called armor-like diligence, which is to develop a joyous courage and fortitude, which you wear like armor against discouragement. The second is diligence in action, which is to set about accumulating merit through the practice of the six paramitas without delay or procrastination. And the third is diligence that cannot be stopped, which is an insatiable and unremitting energy to work for the sake of others. Now, for me, I want to point out one thing. He said diligence is the joyous effort and active determination to carry out positive actions. Joyful effort. I really like that. I think when we look at the Dalai Lama, he's always like, you know, the Dalai Lama, just seeing him makes you happy because he's always laughing. And I've noticed something about several Tibetan Geshe's, Lamas, Kempos that I've been around. They're very, very joyful. So the joyous effort, the first type of diligence, or actually all three diligences, making sure the effort is joyous. And I find that to be very powerful. Just the thought, I'm going to practice Dharma to better myself. I want to reduce my afflictive emotions. I'm going to increase my positive emotions like love, compassion, or my positive qualities, right? Like love, compassion, generosity, concentration, patience, wisdom, you know, all of these really positive things. So there's a reason to be joyous if you're practicing the Dharma. It doesn't need to be so serious to where you don't enjoy yourself. And I think that's great. Now, the first type of diligence, which is armor-like diligence, is essentially you're putting on the armor of strong and courageous determination that will never fail. And I'm actually quoting Dilgo Khyentse. You're putting on the armor of strong and courageous determination that you will never fall prey to obstacles created by the four demons, but will persist, come what may, in your efforts to accomplish the extraordinary activities of a bodhisattva until you have established all beings in enlightenment. So I look at this first, the first type of diligence, the armor-like diligence. It's a way to make sure that we crush down the idea of, you know, feeling defeated or impatient about our results. Sometimes when we begin practicing the Dharma or practicing meditation, we want the results now because we're living in the age of now. You know, most of us have the internet on our phones, on our computers, and we click a button and we buy something online, or we send somebody a message and they instantly respond. We're not used to having that patience. So I really like this armor-like diligence, which puts us in a position that we have the power to persevere and go forward. Okay. The second kind of diligence, according to Dilgo Khyentse, is diligence in action. To summarize this, this is mostly practicing the six paramitas. So it's, you know, this, just to recap what we've done so far, the first paramita is generosity. The second one is ethical discipline. The third one is patience. The fourth one is this, which is transcendent diligence. The fifth is going to be concentration. That's going to be one of my upcoming live sessions, concentration. Okay. And then the sixth paramita is wisdom, which is specifically wisdom of emptiness. Now, the second paramita, or the second type of diligence, which is diligence in action, is really practicing those six paramitas. Okay. Some of the masters say that without diligence, you cannot advance in Buddhism. And my teacher, Geshe Jinpa Sonam, my local teacher here in Indianapolis, is very good about reminding the students, you really have to practice. You have to work at it. You have to study. You have to analyze. He always says, analyze, analyze, analyze. He's a Gelugpa logician. He's a master logician, and really like a walking encyclopedia of Tibetan Buddhism and logic. But anyway, he's really big on reminding us that you have to practice. You really have to put effort into this. So that's the second type of diligence, which is diligence in action. The third type of diligence is diligence that cannot be stopped. And it's this insatiable energy to work constantly for the sake of others. Dilgo Khyentse says, day and night, engage in every possible way, directly or indirectly, in your thoughts, words, and deeds to benefit beings. If you are not able to help them directly, you should keep nothing in your mind but the benefit of others and dedicate everything you do towards their attainment of Buddhahood. Never feel self-satisfied because the few good qualities you may have been able to achieve, and never be diverted from your aims by people's abuse or other adverse circumstances. Just remain determined to continue constantly until you reach your goal. So I really kind of look at this third diligence, you know, this insatiable energy to work for the benefit of others, is kind of love and compassion. And from what I see, all of these paramitas work together. They do build on each other. So once you master, first you can practice generosity because it's the easiest. Just open your hand and give something away. That's easier than some of the other paramitas, but they work together, right? So you, generosity, you're giving things away, and then you have patience, and then you have ethical discipline. And so when I look at this transcendent diligence, you know, the idea of this insatiable energy to work for others, I see love, compassion, bodhicitta imbued into this particular paramita, which is really beautiful. One other thing to touch on is that each of these three types of diligence has a coinciding type of laziness. And Dilgo Khyentse goes through each type of laziness, and I'm going to paraphrase. First kind of laziness is the wish for nothing but your own comfort. It manifests as a tendency to sleep and idleness, to crave immediate satisfaction and comfort, and in so doing, to ignore the Dharma. The antidote is to meditate on death and impermanence. The second kind of laziness is faint-heartedness. You feel discouraged before you even have begun trying to do something because you think like a person who will never reach enlightenment, no matter how hard they try. The antidote is to strengthen your fortitude by reflecting on the benefits of liberation and enlightenment. The third type of laziness is a neglect for your true priorities. you become stuck in negative and unproductive habits, forgetting or ignoring deeper aims. You stay preoccupied solely with matters limited to this life. The antidote is to realize that all such ordinary concerns are invariably causes of suffering alone, and to cast them far away. So I have a profound appreciation for diligence, because when you think about karma, cause and effect, everything that we experience in life is a result or an effect of a previous cause. And if we want to advance in dharma, or in mundane activities like work or, you know, personal relationships, in either scenario, you have to take action. And to me, diligence is this internal power, this internal aspiration and energy that propels us to practice, read, meditate. So I really believe that diligence is maybe one of the most important paramitas, because if you have all these other paramitas and you don't have diligence, you won't get anywhere. You could have the paramita of generosity, but if you're not diligent enough to actually give things away, then you're just thinking, you know, generosity, then you don't actually do anything. You could have patience, but if you don't have diligence in practicing patience, then maybe you'll be mad when people say the wrong thing to you. Ethical discipline. If you don't have the diligence to study it and then practice it, you'll make all types of mistakes. The same with concentration and wisdom, which are going to be the next two paramitas I talk about. Without diligence, you're not going to practice concentration, because it's just going to be an idea. Maybe you read it, or maybe you hear it, like what I'm saying today, but then you never actually practice it, okay? Which I think is very, very important. So just remember, diligence is this internal power, this aspiration and this energy to practice the Dharma no matter what. I'm going to practice this spiritual path no matter what, because I know death is going to come sooner or later. We don't know when death is coming, but we know it's coming. And when death comes, our joy and peace, or terror and fear, right, are going to be a result of how hard we practice, how diligently we practiced, okay? So that's all I have today. I really appreciate everybody allowing me to share these special Dharma teachings. And again, if you're seeing this on YouTube, please like and subscribe to my channel. And if you're watching this on Facebook, please share it. And of course, if you're listening to my podcast, please be sure to subscribe and follow my channel and like the podcast for today. Thank you all. I love you, and sending my blessings. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend. Everybody be safe. Thank you.